Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Garden of Enlightenment with Louis Wildov. Unfortunately, Louis Wildov has been under the weather and won't be hosting this show tonight. So tonight's show is based on a contest that we ran called Valentine Love Poetry, and it, it's basically Valentine's poetry. And so these shows are brought to you by a group on all poetry called Late Night Poets. And we have anthologies available on Amazon.com that help support these shows. So feel free to check those out and help support the arts. All right, I'm going to check the phone lines here. Oh, it's our wonderful Louis Wildov. Hello, Louis Wildov. How are you?
Hello. My mom just walked to the door. Happy Valentine's, everybody. Besitos, I'll call you shortly.
Well, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to grab the first link here and post this into the group. Okay, and this is called Delights of the Heart by Danielle Duhaime. Delights of the Heart. My heart was sewn with intricate lace, wrapped in a bundle of silk, and given life by a cherub's kiss. Every faceted part is molded together to form a diamond of pure substance that belongs to someone who holds the golden key to my soul. A treasure of love leaks out like a flowing river to the beholder of the mysteries that lay hidden, with only one to explore it, like a miner deep inside a cave, seeking the wealth that awaits below. So is my beloved, an explorer of the wisdom found within. That's magical, you know, when we give the key of our heart to a special beholder, that's powerful, you know, that's love at its finest right there. And that was an excellent poem, Daniel. Okay, and it says Louise back, so I'm going to check the phone lines again. Here we go. Hello and welcome back, Louise.
Thank you, Gray. Sorry about that. You know, nothing happens until you have to do your ready show, then everything breaks out. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Besitos, besitos. Get little kisses to everyone that's here today. You did a good job in reading this poem. I really loved how Daniel describes how his heart feels. You know, to me, where he talks about that his heart is sewn with delicate lace wrapped in a bundle of silk and given life to by a cherub's kisses. You know, those little kisses that, you know, you never forget that endear your heart. And I just thought this poem was, each stanza was just gorgeous.
Absolutely. Thank you, Louie, for that comment. I appreciate it. Okay, so I posted the next link, if you wouldn't mind reading that, Louie.
Okay, is it by, hold on, King, Curtin Strawn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but what is the little light's glow behind my curtains drawn? Outside you glow through the smallest breach, you've bright on my brick enclosed. You add to the sun an added bright, though my curtain's drawn. Are you a passing beam of an evening car or a permanent lamp that lightens my darkened path to the daisy meadow's grass? In wary of past lights forlorn, when once bright, where a fire's burn to scars still warm, but time does not allow a wait, forsake or take an opportunity. Oh, my curtains open, one wish from me. End poem.
Well, that was a beautiful read, Lee. You know, and this is a touching poem about somebody else brightening your life and the power that comes from that. I thought it was beautifully expressed. The longing and the hope for that person's arrival. What did you think, Leah?
Well, I thought it was beautiful because, you know, that is, it's that feeling that, you know, your curtains can be drawn, but you feel your soulmate, you know, that's possible that there's somebody there. And then you open the curtain and the sunshine is bright, but when you see that person's face and their aura, and the love you feel for them, it just brightens darkness. It brightens the scars that we have on our heart. And it allows that tightness we have when we've been hurt to be warm. So he's waiting for that love, and I thought it was beautiful.
That was a great comment. Thank you, Leah. Okay, I have the next poem posted, and I will read this. This is My Beautiful Blossom by Ed Hunter. The four lashes from your gaze, majestic dreams, fascination dares, deep intense heavens, plush luminous complexion, delicious flavor, savor to the taste, a forbidden aged blossom, exhilarating. We pair together under one glamorous fruit. Our hearts are fragmented, adoration sleeps, mysterious roots decay. Lovers till the end. And I thought it was beautifully penned. Was, you know, right from the beginning, Sephora Lashes, Promule Gate, Majestic Dreams, Fascination Dares. You know, when we dream to come to the forefront of ourselves for another, that's just a beautiful thing. And what did you think, Lee?
Well, I saw this a little differently. I agree with everything that you said, but what really stood out to me, that savor to the taste, a forbidden age bloom, exhilarating. You know, Valentine's, we look at, you know, we think about the kids, you know, giving Valentine's at cards at school that people would sign, or in high school you send flowers and balloons to that classroom for that person that you like, or usually it's usually a carnation because roses are so expensive. But what I loved about this is that he's talking about older people, you know, the middle age, the elderly, you know. We're not tied down by all those issues that young people have, you know. This is somebody who knows what they want and can tell their partner what they want, and that, you know, that you know, they always say that the older the wine, the better the flavor. Well, I believe that's true.
Right. Yeah, well said. Thank you, Leah. Okay, I've got the next poem up. This is by CRL, and if you wouldn't mind reading that, Leah, please.
Okay. Give me a second. I got to refresh my page. Oh, this is hard to do on the phone. CRL. Okay, here we go. Valentine's Day Disaster by CRL17. I gave her a dozen roses. They gave her hay fever. And the box of chocolates that made her fat. If that's all I did to show my love, that would be the end of that. But with the candlelit dinner, she should fall into my arms. I guess I burnt the chicken and set off the fire alarms. The card I bought, like all, the rest and very overpriced. The message kind of corny. It wasn't very nice. She said the wine I served her a bitter taste, and a night out at McDonald's would have been a better place. Valentine's Day is overrated. I think I've made that clear. No need for any special day. Have each other through the years. End poem.
That was a funny little write.
That's a good poem.
On the subject of trying to make Valentine's a special day. And I really like the picture of the Cupid with an arrow in his back. Just too funny. And the card I bought, like all the rest, and very overpriced. The message kind of corny. It wasn't very nice. She said the wine I served her had a bitter taste, and a night out at McDonald's would have been a better place. I really liked it. It was a great write. And you did a wonderful read on it, Leah.
Thank you.
What did you think of the poem, Leah?
I thoroughly enjoyed it from the first stanza to the last. He describes his day. You know, it's Valentine's Day, so, you know, the majority of people get chocolates or, you know, they get flowers, but she's allergic to flowers. She doesn't want to get fat. So then he decided he'd make a candlelight dinner, and he burnt it. And so that just cracked me up. You know, he's right. You know, this year they were saying that everything for Valentine's was going to be priced like almost double, especially flowers and stuff. But you know what? You know, he does have a point. It should be a special day for every day to be with that person you love. It doesn't just need to be one day a year. And I do agree with that. And, you know, I got to give him kudos for trying to make her happy. And he did, because he took her out to McDonald's.
Yeah, wonderful comment. Thank you, Lee. Okay, I've got the next link up, and he has a SoundCloud, so I will play that.
Okay.
Thank you. When I think about your girl tonight, I just can't help but stare at the starlight, wishing I could see the twinkle of your eyes till the morning dawn slowly begins to rise. Your sweet smile is the sacred sunshine of love, magical like the grace of a pure flying wild dove. Your words of poetry are my ambrosia in verse, in a secret language of romance so well versed. When I dream about you under the soft moonlight, I just want to sit moonstruck until the arrival of midnight emerged in the gentle glow of the cool dripping dew, enjoying the vast beauty of this celestial view. Your angelic voice is the harmony of the wind, blowing like an endless passion with no end, resonating throughout the chambers of my heart, for I know inside of me we'll never be far apart. When I write you private messages every day, you are asking me to not go away but stay. I know that you cherish them like a love letter. Be my Valentine, and I'll make you feel better. Every time I look at you, it's the sparkle I knew. I'm forever sorry now, but I'll make you a vow. If you love me, then tell me, be the one to set me free. Baby, be my white dove. I'll feed your love. Baby, be my white dove. I'll feed your love.
I thought that was a beautiful read and an excellent write as well. You know, it was deeply romantic, passionate, sensual, bordering on erotic. But, you know, you can feel the passion in these lines. As he says, when I think about you, girl, tonight, I just can't help but stare at the starlight, wishing I could see the twinkle of your eyes till the morning dawn slowly begins to rise. You know, when you're out there looking at the starlight, hoping to see the twinkle in her eyes, that's a beautiful thing. And what did you think, Leah?
Well, you know, this is, you know, I see that he was writing to Every Time I Look at You by Kiss. That's what he was inspired by. And then, you know, especially for this Valentine's Day. And it's true that every time that you look at somebody, especially when you have so much in common, they tend to, you fall in love with them every day, you know, and when somebody makes you happy, there's that twinkle in your eye, male or female, and, you know, and then especially when you can talk romantically and you can, you know, like Francisco does, you know, he talks with such beauty, and I really love how he brought nature into this. And also, you know, that it made me smile when, you know, he talked about the messages. It just reminded me so much of, you know, the past of school and stuff like that. When, you know, you get that special love letter or those little messages from the person you love, it just For me, it just makes you fall in love. It's not necessarily things that you buy for the person, but it's how you make them feel. Because love doesn't cost anything. It's a circle. It's eternity. It's never broken. This was absolutely gorgeous. I really enjoyed it, Francisco.
Wonderful comment. Thank you, Leah. I really like the way you say his name, too.
Well, that's his name, Francisco.
Yeah, a.k.a. Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I missed him tonight. Okay, I hope he calls him later on.
Yeah. I've got the next write-up. This is by Robert Polesky, and it's called Breathless. You came to me, the breathless kiss, in the uncharted sunbeam's glare, the unsung wonder, the grail, the promise. Walked down on me, my dreams undressed, rain dewdrops with the morning prayers, brought blossoms to my thirsty garden, basking your radiant sunbeam flares. Please stay with me tonight, forever, end poem. And it has a beautiful photograph of or picture of two lovers on a forest swing, and I thought it was a beautiful crafting of, you know, passion and desire for somebody that brings all these things to you, and you're hoping that they'll stay with you for the night or forever, and I thought it was just wonderful. What did you think, Leah?
You know, this was such a lovely brevity. I thought it was beautiful, and one of the lines really stood out here to me. He says, walk down on me, my dreams and dress. You know, it's those dreams that you have of what you would love in a relationship and how somebody makes you feel. And when that person can make you feel that they, you know, I hadn't thought about that they undress your dreams and the things that you would like in life, because we all want different things in life. You know, some of us want more things than, you know, material things. But to me, you can't take those with you. It's the memories of the heart and the mind and the soul and the touch of the skin that, you know, stay with you forever. Those don't cost money. They cost time.
Absolutely. Great comment, Leah. Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm going to find the next poem here and post this up.
Are you watching the lines to see? I saw Sawa.
Oh, okay. I'll check.
Okay.
Yep, you're right. She's here. Hello. Welcome to the show, Sawa.
Happy Valentine's, corazón, my sweet friend. Besitos.
Back to you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So great to hear you.
So good to hear you. Gray, did you want me to read this? Or since I read already and you read, would you want me to read or saw what you read? I don't want to put her on the spot, though, but do you want to take a breath, or would you like to read Sawa?
I can go ahead. Okay.
Woohoo!
Tell me, my queen, what glows in your eyes, by Ozier. Tell me, my queen, what glows in your eyes, left with unsucceeding memories to play upon. Now if a drop of tears to remain, apologize for you and my new muse, the lit cinnamon. Yes, the work was begun so many years ago, and although my heartbeat was altered, today I beat my chest like a gorilla of Congo, an exception made to the purity of all things filtered. I transcribe what was written long ago here, from this preface of imagination and a deeper love. Great many mistook me, but you took me without fear. Now, here I am, seeing heaven above. The wind cannot touch us ever again, as long as you are here with me in this place. Our hearts will not be broken down in pain, as long as you are deeply rooted in my embrace. You heard the truth in the lies of my mind. Understanding a thousand miles as just mathematics. For this, my queen, I will be forever kind, uplifting you with every breath, like acrobatic and the throne.
Beautiful read, Sawa. And this is a lovely poem. You know, it speaks to you, somebody seeing somebody for who they are and the beauty that is uplifting and like acrobatics. And I thought that was just beautifully expressed. What did you think, Leah?
You know, there's just something about a man when he has love in his eyes and he kisses you and he calls you my queen, mi reina. You know, or, you know, for a man it would be mi rey. You know, that love and, you know, how you, I'm not saying you put him on a pedestal, but it's a pedestal that you cherish to put her on, or she puts you on, or you both are there. He can sit there and you can sit on his lap, you know, and I loved his poem because he put a little bit of comfort with me. It was comedy, like where he says that his beating like a gorilla, a Congo. I could just see this man, you know, rescuing this person he loves. And then he says, you know, we both suffered, but now that is one thing. When you know what hurts people or somebody, why would you repeat it? And some people actually learn from their mistakes. They learned that they treated this person wrong and they didn't value them the way they should have been valued. And so he says, you know, our hearts will not be broken down in pain. Mm-hmm. Because if one understands yourself that it hurt you and you understand how you've been hurt, then you won't do that to each other. And so he says that when he hugs her, that's rooted in his embrace, that love is there and there is no more suffering. I thought this was a wonderful poem. And you did such a beautiful job in reading it, Salwa.
Oh, thank you so much. I was really moving. I mean, my heart was pulsing. It's just very moving. is it my turn to comment or does someone else? I'm not sure who's there. Okay. It's different. I like how he starts like apologizing almost in the middle. Tell me, my queen, at first, talking to eyes never really show, they tell so much. Tell me, my queen, what flows in your eyes, left with unsuccessful memories to play upon. Just almost like apologizing that maybe there was some hurt. I apologize for you are my new muse. So maybe there was some hurt here and agree to really admit the apology here. Mm-hmm. And then he began, the work was begun so many years ago, and this is a long-term relationship, but now he's ready to, as you said, knew you, he will do anything to protect her. I love this girl, love Congo too. And and also, like, life teach you. So now if there's wind or pain or obstacles come their way, they'd be ready for it. It's not going to be broken, as you said, as long as in his side and give him the courage. It's really beautiful. I love this line, you heard the truth in the lies of my mind. It's so beautiful. That's mm-hmm. incredibly beautiful. And I really like this poem. Amazing.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
Thank you, Salwa.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, Lee, you're up next, please.
Okay. This is written by Sinharo Biswarup, and it is titled, Please Be My Valentine. Every day you push me higher, a flash of your glimpse. Every day is my desire. Love has felt so honey to me since the day you became my flower. My tongue ceases to speak. My steps get frozen. Only you dance around my heart. I perspire even amidst snow blasts. All else looks so bleak. Ever since you were seen through that window, my eyes don't see the heaven's sky to shine, for you have stolen all azure's grandeur. You look way ultra-dazzling. unlike those trivial damsels on street rondo. Now, in the mid of my long voyage, when mast and sails about to droop down, I have only one wish left, you to be my valentine for the last spell to tread before we fall apart as dropping foliage. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Lee. And, you know, this is a touching poem. It really grabs the heartstrings and pulls them. You know, the longing that is in this is palpable, and you can see this beauty through that window, and you lose the ability to see the heaven sky shine. And I thought it was a beautiful beautiful poem on the subject of two souls uniting. What did you think, Liu?
Well, I really enjoyed his poem. You know, he talks about how he just had one glimpse and he fell in love with this woman who was at the window. And, you know, he tells her that that love is honey to him, and that he desires for her to be his flower. But what I like about this is, you know, that he says that he would like for her to be the valentine for the last spell, you know, before time ends. Nicely done.
Thank you, Liu. And Sawa, what did you think?
Oh, I love your read, Liu. I love how he says, like almost someone falling in love from first sight, as he said, he saw from that window, and how he's like a spill on him. That's why he said the spill, because my tongue ceases to speak, my steps get frozen. It's like a spill from admiring her and falling in love. Only you dance around my heart. I perspire even amidst snow blast and else look so bleak. And he wants like the spill, lost, as you said, this Valentine. It's like the frog and the prince. The other way around. It's really beautiful. Very romantic.
Thank you, Sawa. That was a great comment. Okay, so I've got the next poem, and this is by Micro, and it's called Valentine's Magic. Waking early this morning, watching her breathing, sunrise through the window, glowing on her face, absorbing her presence, amazed with her existence. Wishing all could feel like this, the world would be a better place, but there is nothing to compare. Moments with her are blessings, eyes in rapid movement, soft smile as she's dreaming. Right now, wishing I could go outside, inside her thoughts, chasing her through fields of butterflies and wildflowers. But I must wait outside, impatient like a little child, waiting on my Valentine to open up my magic. And I thought this was beautiful. You know, the longing and the desire to have somebody in your life that makes you feel like a little child waiting on the Valentine to open up his magic. That's just a beautiful painting of a picture there. What did you think, Leah?
You know, I thought this was beautifully planned. He's watching the person that he loves sleeping. And while he's watching her sleeping, you know, he wishes, you know, and we all do, we wish for our loved ones to be in a better place, but that's not always possible. But we can have that protection and love with each other, you know, those blessings. And, you know, he says he's watching her smile as she dreams, and he's wondering what she's dreaming about. And he's just imagining, you know, that she's running through a field of flowers, and, you know, he can't wait for her to wake up so he can tell her that she is his longtime Valentine. Beautiful poem.
Great comment. Thank you, Leah. And Sawa, what did you think about the poem?
Oh, great poem and a great comment. It's so beautiful when someone like loves you and watch you sleeping, don't wake you up just thinking about you. You don't even know that he's thinking about you. That's really show how much he loves her, and wishing that she can know what he like, what is in his mind, and he, at the same time figuring out what she's dreaming about. That's just so really true love, in my opinion, just beautiful.
Thank you, Sawa. That was a great comment. Okay, okay, I have the next poem up. This is by Chinaski, and he has a recording. So I will play that.
Thank you.
In ebony night, crystalline universe falls through suspended essence, breathless pirouettes in a flurry of rainy day chorus, as war springs skull-bone masses on ghostly checkmate borders, caught on the fragility of cast iron man. There appears vertical twilight horizon, kneeling before a beautiful ghost. Woven into silk through silhouette, softly wrapped gift, over porcelain tied ribbons, tracing outlines of a guitar. Thirsty for us, medicine curing symptoms of sweet symphony. Ringing chimes, billowing salted wind, bodice, bell dress, upon morning horizon in sanctuary. Circle of insanity, caught like bees, circling hive in a lounge with frozen pose. And in that instant, the whole world swims into light, weapons worthless, metal scraps, beautiful swarming earth, a purpose soaring above us, suspended gentle butterfly's kiss, boundless, borderless, crippled world, back to our birth. Creatures on highways, sleeping, cradled islands in your arms, black-haired kisses made of infinite sky, a town in silence, and bordered with 11 stars, illuminating, swaddling cribs.
Well, that was beautiful, right? You know, very metaphorical, but rich in its tapestry of love, and I thought it was beautifully presented. What did you think, Leah?
You know, I thought this is one of my favorite poems that he's ever written, because he takes us through that eternal traveling of finding the person that you've loved from your past lives. You know, he talks about the universe, and then he talks about all the things that are around us. And, you know, he says that while he's in nature, listening to nature, and he's playing his guitar, you know, because music heals, words heal. And, you know, for me, this was through all the trouble, you know, that the world is going through. He says that it's this time that he says that, I thought it says, in your arms, the black-haired kiss is made of infinite sky. And, you know, that this is the cure for everything. Love is the cure. It's the strongest emotion there is out there besides hate, because even love can overcome hate at times. And, you know, this is how we find each other through different times and while we're searching for our soulmate.
Great comment, Lee. Thank you. And Sawa, what did you think?
Oh, this is really beautiful. I mean, he starts with what's happening in the world. There's wars and horrible things happen. I think he's talking about war in imagination. But then, yes, the war springs, skull-stone masses. But then finding peace, as you said, through you in nature, so healing nature, and it brings caught on the fragility. It really brings what's inside of you. And he's thirsty for us, medicine curing symptoms with sweet symphony. As you said, again, I'm going to steal Louis' word, love sees everything and cures everything. This is really beautiful. And the expression says, creature on highway, well, this is, while he's in nature, everything's sleeping, and only his thoughts of this love on highway sleeps in cradle island, all what matters to be in her arms. That's really romantic and passionate.
Well said. Thank you, Sawa. Okay, Sawa, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Of course. I'll be honored. Where is it? Okay, Silent Valentino. Oh. By, I'm sorry. Help me with reading the name. I'm going to Incubus.
Incubus.
Silent Valentino. My heart plays the music. Only your heart knows the lyrics too. For here, in the meeting of our lips, our hearts do all the talking. Your eyes hold all the answers to questions I've yet dared to ask. So my love, I pray, never ask me, do you love me? Simply kiss me and find there within the silence my true depth of feeling and the form.
That was beautiful. Excellent read. And, you know, this is a fantastic write. But, you know, in her author's note, she says, Valentine, just a note, I want you for my Valentine. Valentino is a silent movie star that wooed with just his charismatic eyes. So that's a beautiful poem. My heart plays the music, only your heart knows the lyrics to. For here in the meeting of our lips, our hearts do all the talking. You know, how true is that, you know, when you can speak without words? I thought it was just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Lee?
Well, you know, the reason I love this poem, because, you know, he's right. You know, there's something, everything becomes bright, and you hear music and the birds sound so much more beautiful in the morning when you're deeply in love with somebody. And, you know, what he's talking about here is that he's saying you don't have to say, you know, anybody can say I love you or I like you or whatever. You know, anybody can say anything, but it's their actions that prove whether they love you or not. And you can see it in the body. You can see it, especially with the eyes, you know, the desire, the love, you know, it's just, you look at them and you just say, come and kiss me, you know, you know, show me, don't tell me, you know, but of course I like both of them, so I'm a little bit greedy there. Tell me and show me.
It's so funny.
Great.
Oh.
Did we lose him, Sawa?
I'm not,
well, what did
maybe...
you think of the poem, Sawa? I don't know. Maybe his dog was barking.
Yeah.
What
I
did you think?
Love your comment. I love your comment. You just said it so beautifully. What I'm going to say after what you said, it's so true. I love this line. So my love, I pray, not only don't, I pray, never ask of me, do you love me? I mean, that's true. Sometimes it's really when someone is so in love, everything, like if it's true love, everything can show this love. There's no words needed. As he said, within the silence, my true depth of feeling. The feeling, he cannot hide it, but that doesn't need words, the feeling sometimes, to express it. Beautifully done, very romantic, very moving, melting, heart melting.
I agree. Okay, he got dropped. I agree with you. Thank you.
Excellent comment, Sawa. Thank you. Okay, Lou, if you wouldn't mind reading the next one, please.
Okay. Let me go back and get it. All right, this poem is titled by Bogdan Dragos. Shh, shush, my heart. Be still, my beating heart. Be still. Please, not another peep. Be still, for she will hear your raging, and she'll wake up from her sleep. Be still and silent. Like you've been touched by the kiss of death. Be still, for if she looks at me, those ruby eyes will still my breath. Calm your waves of whispers, heart. I know it's hard when she's nearby, when what you feel is love so vast, so permanent like the night sky. I know you locked her deep inside of you and threw away the key. I know you'll hold on her forever. I know you love her more than me. There are no gentler eyes than hers. When I'm down, they pick me up. But there's chance the world will steal her if you wake her up. And I'm afraid, heart, of her absence, of a world without her. I know that world, for in my nightmares, so many times I've seen it. Sorry. In dark world, empty and loveless, which I loathe and curse, in which I look in people's eyes, but none of them are hers. So, be still, my beating heart, and stop your constant roar, and let me have her all to myself for just a moment more. End poem.
Beautiful, really, and a fascinating poem, you know. Not wanting your sleeping loved one to be shared with the world is a powerful thing. You know, you want her all to yourself. You kept, you know, and this heart is against you because it beats and rages and afraid to wake her up. I thought it was just a fascinating poem. What did you think, Sella?
I was on mute. beautiful read, Liu. This is the show brought so many beautiful. You'd think Valentine like would be just a common thing, but really, so much beautiful heart melting poems. To talk to his heart, like be still my beating heart, be still, please not another beat. It's just how much she, the effect of her love, makes him feel this way, and want to calm himself. That's just, it's beautiful when you see a man express themselves like this. It's really like, I don't know, it's impressive. Calm your waves of whispered heart. I know it's hard when she's nearby. It's just, that, again, the effect is so magical on him. And as you said, he wants her all for himself, and he's afraid that be stolen from him. Beautiful, really beautiful.
Well, that was a great comment. Thank you, Zella.
Okay.
And I'm going to post the next poem up here. Here we go. Okay, this is by Shaknovsky. And it's titled, Darling, Be My Valentine. You are a living angel in my sight, the answer to my every fervent prayer. A precious dream of such extreme delight that wedded bliss is what I long to share. The merry twinkle in your sparkling eyes, the mystic magic of your coy mystique, cast charming spells that truly hypnotize. You are everything that a man could ever seek. And when I hold your slender hand in mine, it brings a thrill I've never known before, a feeling that is simply divine. I long to be with you forevermore. My cherished darling, say you'll be mine, and let me be your loving Valentine. End poem. you know, I love this. This is a beautiful plea of, you know, share the rest of your life with me because I'm, I love you so dearly and deeply that I want you to be forever mine. I thought it was just a powerful poem. Leah, what did you think?
You know, what I liked about this poem, this Valentine, you know, the thing is that he realizes how much he loves this woman and that it's not just a love that's just like something that's short-term. He wants this person that her eyes sparkle brilliantly and that, you know, that he even loves her personality of the magic of her coy mystique that, you know, that she hypnotizes him. And he says, I don't want this short term. I want this long term. And he says that, you know, that he's willing to put that beautiful gold band around her finger forevermore. So he's saying, be my Valentine with a engagement ring. I liked it.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. And Sawa, what are your thoughts?
Hello?
You're on mute, Salwa.
Oh, my goodness, I'm on mute. I'm speaking to myself. I'm sorry. I didn't even know I put myself on mute. Beautiful, Luyu, comment, beautiful read. Pray. You are, I love how he's like, wants his prayer to be answered. The answer to my every fervent prayer, a precious dream of such extreme delight, the wedded bliss of that long I share. You're right. He's just an invitation, like a wish that his wish come true and she become forever his Valentine. Beautifully, really well done. And how much, it's again, when I hold your slender hand in mine, it brings a thrill I never known before, a feeling that's simply so divine. That's just how what love does to someone. Beautifully done.
Thank you, Sawa. Okay, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please, Sawa.
Of course. Give me one second. I don't see it. Oh, it's there. Sorry. Every February, but that's tulips. Okay. Is that time of year again reminding me of what I have never known, drawing your eyes, floating around all day just by thought of meeting you, the end of it. It is all strange to me. I'm the one that ran across the street in fear of locking eyes with beauty. Of never being worthy and always leaving everything behind and the front.
Thank you, Sal. That was a wonderful read. And then there's author's notes. He says, I am a shell brat. We moved a lot. Oh, yeah. You know, but when you're in fear of expressing yourself because you're going to fall in love, that's a powerful thing, too. You know, you can feel that indecision in his mind of never being worthy and always leaving everything behind. Just a powerful poem on the subject of never connecting. What did you think, Liu?
You know, this is a hard life for military families. You know, you can't be in a constant relationship unless, you know, you keep in touch with each other with phone or text or mail. You know, it is a hard life, and it's especially hard for children constantly having to move to lose their friends and the people that they love and have a crush on. You know, and when we finally see somebody that we want to deeply fall in love with and just drown in their eyes, you know, worried that how long is, you know, am I going to move again, or I'm scared to try because I've had my heart broken so many times. But for me, you know, you can tell somebody, you can make somebody who feels unworthy worthy. You can make somebody who's scared of staying to stay, you know, because you leave so much, you know, you leave so much behind in this type of life. But, you know, you can always reach out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Liu. And Sawa, what did you think?
Yeah, I love this poem too. It's just so sincere, the fear of not being wanted or rejected because of his situation. It's kind of heart-wrenching. It's kind of really sad, someone who afraid, drawing in your eyes. Where is it? It's strange to me. I'm the one that ran across the street in fear of locking eyes with beauty. He's just like, is afraid that he fall in love and then not be able that we'll have to leave it behind. That's really sad.
Absolutely. Thank you, Salwa. Okay, I have the next write-up. This is by Argot Wings, and she has a SoundCloud.
The inevitability of us. Lured down from my skyward perch, gold cloak about my thighs, this man entices shadowed pleas, demanding greedy sighs. For eons, mortals worshipped me, the goddess of the dawn. But now he bends me to his need, the bindings tautly drawn. here draped across a shrouded bed. With bated breath I wait, as calloused hands do rove and dip. I'm dinner, not the bait. A primal urge to claim what's his, one taste and he's undone. Velvet ties stretch as I now rise, and we have just begun. His fiendish tongue devours me, no mercy to be shown. In pleasure's grip, I loose his name, a throaty carnal moan. He once was called the Winter King, for frost was all he knew. Now fervid shudders melt through ice, and sinews flare anew. Cresting waves on weakened thighs, I'm flipped so I'm astride. This feral beast pressed flush to me is taunting me to ride. Playful brushes tease far past gone, spine arched we rock and quake. The creature I keep buried deep, with seething thrall I wake. Gripping tight, restraints are shredded, these claws seek flesh to score. With frenzied heat we spark and burn, to crash forevermore. Our silhouette strikes memory of long ago embrace. Each iteration found us here, with fingers interlaced.
Well, that was a beautiful read. And then there's author's note. She says, as a Valentine's present for my fiancé, I thought I would make an attempt at writing him a poem in his style, metered rhyme, specifically 8-6-8. My first ever rhyming. When we first met, he had been away from AP for almost 4 years, and in the first poem he posted upon his return, he referred to himself as the Winter King. And just a week after I wrote that one, where I referred to him, to myself as Aura, Goddess of the Dawn. I hope he likes it. And I think he will. I mean, it's a beautiful poem of love and devotion and adoration. You can feel the love and the passion in these lines. For eons, mortals worship me, the goddess of the dawn, but now he bends me to his knees, the bindings totally drawn. Here, draped across a shrouded bed, with bated breath I wait, as callous hands do rove and dip, and dinner, not the bait. You know, when you're the whole meal, you're the deal, and that's the fact, so I thought that was just beautifully expressed. What did you think, Leah?
You know, this is written in heated passion. You know, when you get to know somebody and you know their life and you know your life, where you've come from, and that spark that just ignites to melt the frosted memories and the frosted emotions. And that, you know, that animal that is hidden inside, that's been dormant, waiting so long to be released. And when it's released, it's just powerful, you know. And it just, to get that animal and make it, you know, moan, and then the animal just goes into, like she says, cresting waves on weakened sides. You know, and, you know, the emotions and everything that they go through. This was beautiful. You know, I really like where she says, gripping tight, restraints are shredded. These claws seek flesh to score. With frenzied heat, we spark and burn to crash forevermore. To just fall into that person and those emotions. And those memories that you feel every night in the morning when you look at their face. Beautiful love poem for her man. Beautiful, beautiful, Melissa.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leo. And Sawa, what did you think?
Wow, truly amazing. Even from the title, The Inevitability of Us. Like when two are so in love, it's impossible to not feel this way, and the way she expressed it is beautiful. I feel like almost Shakespearean style, the English. I don't know, it's something about it, beautifully I love the rhyme. It suits her, actually. I don't know how she writes before, but this is amazing. And how it's not how really he adores her with Shipni, for he and mortals with Shipni, the goddess of the dawn. But now he bends. He worships her, but now he's even bending me to his need. It's the other way around. She's now worshiping him. She's bending to really please him and make him happy, her king. Beautiful, really beautiful.
Well said. Thank you, Ms. Hawa. Okay, Lou, I have the next write-up, if you don't mind, please.
Okay. And I wanted to say it was wonderful to hear her voice reading poetry. I miss it very much. Okay, so, congratulations on your baby, Melissa. Beautiful baby. And this is written by Crafty Mermaid, and it is titled A Man of Wax. You are so different, a Renaissance man who has seen the world. Merchant marine man, just came back from the Mediterranean, here to finish a degree. 7 years my senior, I was fascinated and remembered the nurse and Juliet. A man of wax, my lady, a man of wax. Translation, a fine specimen of a man. Yes, he was, is, and will always be my man of wax.
I love it. I never heard that expression before, but, you know, it seems quite fitting for its purpose. And, you know, I'm glad that she has this person in her life that, you know, maybe 7 years her senior, but the connection is there, so that's what matters. Just a powerful poem on a deep subject of love. What did you think, Sawa?
I agree. I mean, it's the Juliet is just telling us, my lady, man, the fine specimen of man. Yes, he was and will always be my man of wax. Someone who definitely that she loved and appreciated, a Renaissance man who had seen the world, merchant marine man, from the Mediterranean, who finished a degree. Just give him credit for who he is and admire what he is. That's what I see here. And yeah, I agree that age doesn't make a difference really either way, either this way or the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Zella.
Pleasure.
Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And I will post that up, Toot Sweet. And this is by Mamya. It's called The Wee Hours, In the Wee Hours, by Mamya. I wake in the night with your name upon my lips. I search for your warmth and feel my hand upon your hip. Your steady breathing gives me comfort in the dark. I lay my head on your broad chest as I trace the edges of your birthmark. Your eyes flutter open, and you give me the brightest smile, so bright it lights up the room, so pure without any guile. I reach up to cup your face and kiss you tender and sweet. Heat crawls along my body, quickening my heartbeats. Your strong arms wrap me in a warm embrace, stoking the embers within. The fire takes place. I take in your scent of old coffee and musk, of burning desire and sweat, of love and lust. You open me up like a Christmas present in July. Then you ravage me whole. While in ecstasy, I cry. I crumble beneath your gaze as you melt under my touch, together to meld into one, as we both feel the rush. As we return to ourselves, promises were uttered. We both know here and now that we are hopelessly altered. I lay back down beside you, and you stare into my eyes. You say those three words I long for, cheeseburger and fries.
Well, you do get hungry. Exercise is wonderful.
Right? No, I thought it was a tender and moving, right? Filled with longing and warmth and embrace. And right up to that final stanza where she says, I lay back down beside you and you stare into my eyes. You say the three words I long for, cheeseburger and fries. Just beautifully done. Excellent night. What did you think, Leah?
You know, this was very sensual, very intimate. And, you know, what normal people go, you know, what normal people go through, you know, she talks, you know, you get cold and you want some warmth, so you snuggle to the person and it wakes them up. And, you know, when they start waking up, that feeling you have where you want them to you want to wake them up even more. So, you know, she cups his face and she kisses him, and then he begins to wake up. And it says that that both of them begin to get, you know, heated, crawling, you know, heat warms through your body as it does his. And, you know, she says then her breast quickens. And, of course, you know, she, you know, the intimate, you know, the scent of that person, you smell them, that certain smell that they have. Everybody has a certain smell. And, you know, she says that he smells like coffee and musk and, you know, now the pheromones of kicking love and lust. And, of course, once this happened, a lot of people, you know, they got to go get something to eat after this, so. Got to feed the fire.
Thank you, Liu. And Sawa, what are your thoughts?
Lovely, beautiful narrative, such an intimate moment. So realistic, and you just feel the enjoyment of how she. And the last line is just hilarious because it's so unexpected, but at the same time, mm-hmm. It's so real. Really well done.
Thank you, Sawa. That was a wonderful comment. Okay, Sawa, I have your poem up if you don't mind.
Great. Okay. Are you checking the lines just in case somebody calls in?
I have been, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I think they're busy with dates.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're all out eating at the movies and eating.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
The wind of her heart, le vent de son cœur.
I have a SoundCloud if you want, Sawa.
Either way is fine. That's fine. I can read it. Okay. The wind rose. Sorry, one second. Let me read the French and then finish with the English.
Yeah, I don't see the link. Hold on. Let me try again. Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Sawa,
okay.
Do you want him to play the SoundCloud or are you going to read it?
Either way is fine, really. Whatever is fine. We just three of us, I can read it. That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
I mean, just okay. And what was, okay. Le vent a surgi en un instant fugitif et a bercé un sentiment endormi non lointain. Les sangs de ma tristesse a embrassé ses pleurs. La souffrance a coulé dans son âme. Son cri, je t'aime, a assourdi le vent et a déchiré l'air de son cœur. Elle s'est affolée une fois calme. Elle a dansé avec la mélodie de l'air. Les heures sans passé, sans souffle, attristées. S'est demandé, où es-tu, muse de mon cœur, qui m'a pétri à jamais. Okay, sorry, let me go up. The wind rose in a fleeting moment, rocking on a sleep feeling from not long ago, but since the tomorrow. Sadness embraced her crying. Suffering flowed in her soul. Her cry, I love you, defeated the wind and teared the air of her heart. Deafened the wind and teared the air of her heart. After a long despair, she danced with the melody of the air. The hours passed, her saddened breath wonder, where are you, my muse who palpitates my heart? And the storm.
Wow, that was a beautiful longing poem, full of longing and, you know, a gentle despair. After a long despair, she danced with melody of the air. The hours passed, her saddened breath wondered, where are you, my muse, who palpitates my heart? It's just a fascinating poem. Excellent read as well, Sawa. Beautifully crafted.
Thank you.
And Lee, what did you think?
I could just listen to Sawa read all day. You know, she has such a beautiful voice. And when she reads her poetry, it just gives it that emotional cue that we feel it, you know, where she talks about how, you know, how much this person is suffering. And that, you know, in the wind, you know, when we question and we say it out loud, I love you. And it says that, you know, what a poet is it's our experiences, you know, the past lives, everything we've gone through. And our muse is the light of our eyes and the dance of our fingertips. You know, just we cannot write without it. And when it gets lost, it, you know, it deeply saddens us until we can write again that joy, that moment. When the hours and days have passed and now we're finally released from this pain and turmoil to let that overflow of our muse flow through our veins again. Beautiful, Sawa.
Oh, thank you. Beautiful. Love you.
Would you like to say anything about your poem, Sawa?
Oh, really? I think it was for a contest. I can remember I wrote it right back. Deep memory. The prompt really kind of inspired me. And I think kind of, got it. And you too, it was really beautiful to your comment. Both of you, thank you.
Thank you, Sawa. Okay, Lou, I have a next poem up, if you don't mind, please.
Okay, give me just a second. I've got to refresh. By Jack. Be my pleasure.
Yes.
This poem is titled Monet Painted Lunch by Jack Tomkovic. The palate plentiful plated with brisk, bright flavors, half-footed rainbow strokes as if Monet himself painted lunch. Roquefort and Silton, tangy dill spears with extra garlic. He might lose his sight, but not his nose. Dined or just cut oranges, just dripping wet. Finished with dark Belgian chocolate with sea salt. Her kisses sweeter than honey wine. End poem.
I really loved his combination of art and food. I mean, they both have a magic to them that, you know, can fill the body and the soul. I thought he expressed that wonderfully in this poem. What did you think, Sawa?
I mean, it's beautiful how he took a Monet painting and made it... I mean, he gave it a taste. I'm sure these images are there, but... gave it his own with extra garlic. That was an interesting thing. He gave it his own taste, stuff that maybe he likes. He might lose his sight, but not his nose. so humorous. And the juicy dripping wet, the food from the description that he put there, and the finish with dark Belgian chocolate with sea salt. And he has to give it, like, really the Valentine touch, her kisses sweeter than honey wine. It's really beautiful. And just have a particular ride, a unique way to write, and very enjoyable.
I agree.
And beautiful read. Lulu was trying not to laugh. I was trying not to laugh.
She made me hungry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I have the next right. This is by Pam 8, and it's called My True Love's Face. We've walked through fire. We've walked through storms, being together through it all, being forced to conform. It's either too hot or too cold. Society walks backwards. backward, gentleness killed by scorn. I run from building to building, hiding in these hostile streets. I have a smile for everyone. It gets met by spit upon my feet. Tired, battered, weary and restless, I stumble through love's door, ensconced within your sacred embrace, sinking thankfully into the heavenly feeling, gazing with love struck and awe into my true lover's face. And then there's an author's note. She says, "Happy Valentine's Day, Richie. I love you always." Oh, that's so beautiful. You know, when the day is long and hard and people are spitting at your feet when you're smiling at them, you know, that makes for a hard day. And then when you can come home and open love's door and be lost in your lover's face is a beautiful thing. And I thought she captured that wonderfully. What did you think, Leah?
Well, you know, life is very difficult. And, you know, a lot of times so many things happen to us that bad things that we're not asking for. And, you know, when people treat us badly, there's nothing worse than smiling at somebody and they look at you, you know, look at you whether they believe you look like poor or they believe they don't like the color of your skin or who you are, you know, and, you know, that is so hurtful. And to be looking for safety and to finally, unexpectedly, you know, you fall in through that door, you're tired, you're battered, you're weary, you're restless. And on the other side of that door are somebody's arms that will embrace you. And, you know, and there she found her sacred embrace, her true love when she looked into his face. And, you know, I was reading what how he responded to her. He says, "Such a heartfelt poem, a sacred, precious Valentine's Day gift. I love it and I love you. No one I'd rather walk through love's doors with." You know, and that is the meaning that somebody, not only can they show you they love you, but they can pin it and etch it down and they understand and love you even more.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you, Leah. And Sawa, what did you think?
This is really touching and deeply, so moving. I like how she started, "We walk through fire, we walk through storms, being together through it all." Life is not, as you said, all of you, it's not easy, but even between a couple, there's ups and downs, there's obstacles, there's things that happen between them. But if there's true love, you walk through this and confirm and just keep moving on. I really like it. I love how even when you're tired or ashamed, as you said, you come home and there's this door of love always open. And his response for her is just beautiful. They are adorable couple, really beautiful. Keep loving each other.
So true. Great comment.
Absolutely. So would you mind reading the next poem for me, Sawa?
Of course. I'll be honored. I'll just see, maybe a comment later. Sorry. One second. Is it there?
Yes.
Maybe I need to refresh. Okay.
I don't see it.
What?
I don't see it, Greg.
I'll post it again. There you go.
Okay. Now I see it.
Is it "To Me Your Forgotten Dream"? Is it "To Me Your Forgotten
Dream"?
Mm-hmm. It's by "Forgotten Dream, To Me You Are." Crimson satin sheets, crisp, cool smoothness against the humid curves of my body. The source of my looping electronica pulse, birdsong sides and butterfly wings beating behind ribbed bone cages. Milk chocolate creaminess melting between teeth, sweetness spreading and cutting tongue. Stellar marmalade sun, scattering winter shadows, blooming, warming me as if we are sprouting seeds. Velvet rose petal lips meeting mine in dark wine kisses, blackberry juices and baked spices exploding.
Mm.
And the phone, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to say 1, 2, or 3. I hope I
No, that's
I hope I didn't
fine.
Step that's,
yeah.
That's okay. Thank you, Salon. It was a beautiful read.
My pleasure.
And you can feel the desire and the passion in this poem that he has for this person. Velvety rose petal lips meeting mine in dark wine kisses, blackberry juices, and baked spices exploding. Just a fantastic poem, and wonderfully written, beautifully read as well, Sawa. And Lou, what did you think?
Well, I was reading in her author's notes that she says this was a note, I want you for my Valentine. You know, and, you know, this is, she's describing what she feels and what she sees in this other person. You know, she starts talking about, you know, that coldness and the humidity of the body on satin sheets and the way it feels when you're laying next to the person that you love. And she says, I really, really love this stanza. The source of my looping electronica pulse, that feeling when your heart starts to beat for that desire of that person that's next to you. And this, I thought she was pretty birdsong size, the exhales. And then her heart beating, she describes it like butterfly wings beating behind her rib, you know, bone cages. You know, the taste of that love and, you know, the warmth that surrounds her and you know, those kisses and the way things taste, you know, like when, you know, for me, it's like a hot cup of coffee and, you know, your lips are warm and hot and full of that, whatever the flavor of your coffee is, and you kiss somebody and then, you know, you can just taste it. It just, it does. It's exciting and it makes your mouth water and it does make you desire that person even more. You want more. It's like a, you know, that old commercial from Lay's potato chips. You can't have just one. You want more.
Yeah. And Bella, what did you think?
This is a beautiful poem and a beautiful comment, as always, do you. I just feel like, from the title, to me, you are, and when she thinks of him, she just awakens all her sensations. And my favorite really stands out, the one that you picked, too. Just beautiful and so delicate. Mm-hmm. And how, just like a dream, dreaming about what she wished that would happen, how she feels about him. This is very beautiful. But it's such a touch, but very beautiful.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Sawa. And I'd like to welcome Frank to the show. Hello, Frank, a.k.a. Poetic
Hi,
Capo.
Frank. Happy Valentine.
Hello. Happy Valentine.
Hello,
hello.
Frank.
Besitos, besitos, corazón.
Very well, Nancy. I just want to say that I wasn't able to come on. I had, unfortunately, I was occupied, but I thought I'd kind of tribute. You know, even if my poem was read or not, it's not really an importance for me to be able to spend some time with all of you, even if I don't really have a poem as well. I do enjoy company, as always.
I know your that.
I think I believe, I believe that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that I enjoy your company, all of you. You know, even if it's, you know, even
we
if
enjoy
it's
your company
half
too.
An hour, even if it's a half hour,
yes.
An hour, I always
happy
enjoy being with all of you.
Absolutely, glad to have you, Frank. Okay, Frank, would you mind reading? Unless you need to comment on the last poem.
Oh, no, I was not able to read. I was not able to hear the last poem because I was diving in. I was only able to hear the comments there by, I believe it was Saul, what was the last one who said something?
Yes.
So I was not, but I'll look at it afterwards and give her a comment, a written comment afterwards. The poem here, it's called Valentine Love by Laurie West, and it goes like this. I knew I loved you in the way we kissed. My heart was bleeding for more as the river flows in sweet music. Love came out in whispers of feelings, but just keep going, chocolate kisses. To give it that Valentine touch much, love for you and me, your heart, will always beat as one. End of poem. Oh, that was a sweet brevity. Beautiful piece.
Excellent read, Frank. Thank you. And, you know,
you're welcome.
The connection is palpable in this, right? I knew I love you in the way we kissed. My heart was bleeding for more as the river flows in sweet music. Love came out and whispers feelings that just keep going. Chocolate kisses. there's that chocolate. Love chocolate. And this is a fantastic gravity. What did you think, Leah?
You know, this Frank, you did a beautiful job in reading this. You know,
thank you.
I really liked what she describes here. I knew I loved you in the way we kissed. So she's talking about this special kiss, that connection when you meet for the first time. And then you find out either, ugh, like, I don't think I want another one. Or it's like, oh, baby, yeah, 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 give me more. Mas, papi. You know, and it's true because when you get that kiss and it's that impact of everything that's happened and you talked about and everything, and that exhale after kissing somebody where you close your eyes and, you know, that all those, you know, you exhale like, or moan, and then you realize right there those feelings you had with that impact of that kiss. So I'm not going to, I'll stop right there and let somebody else comment.
I can hear Saul giggling in the background.
I know it's not Wednesday.
And, Dava, what did you think of the poem?
It just reminded me of Louis' comment earlier, like one more chips and more, having one more and more. It's just beautiful. It's just beautifully done. Very simple and very heartfelt, straightforward. And it's very descriptive and just in such a short brevity. She said it all really beautiful, the beginning to the end. And love you and me, our heart will always beat as one. Just so tender.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sawa. And Frank?
Pleasure.
Well, first of all, I have to say, although this is a brevity, it really did speak volumes of what love is. You know, you look at that line there, I knew I loved you in the way we kissed. You know, that's a very beautiful sentiment to express. Because most of the times when you are in love, you know, the kiss becomes even much more electric. It becomes even much more alive. And chocolate kisses, well, I've tried cherry, vanilla. I'm still looking for chocolate kisses, but I thought the poem was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Frank. Okay, Lou, I have the next poem up, if you don't mind, please.
Okay. Is it by Scraps and Scribbles?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Confession to a Blank Page by the poet Scraps and Scribbles. I love. I wish you all could know. I love her hair, her eyes, her smile. I love her from her nose to her toes. I think about her all the time. Those tender moments laced with rhyme. Never real, never mine. But isn't life in part a dream? The things we've shared, the things we've seen, if real enough to really feel, in a sense, could they have been? She sings like a woman, transforming words with her lips. She sings like omen. She's sweet and strawberry acid trip. I'm coming apart in her gravity. She's only has to smile at me, edge the sun and smile at me. And I am shattered. Poetry and poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And, you know, you can feel the connection in this poem of love and desire and passion, you know. And when you come apart in her gravity by only her smile and you become shattered poetry, it's just heart-wrenching and beautiful at the same time. Fantastic, right? Sawa, what did you think?
This is really beautiful. I mean, someone wished that he's not his. I mean, she's his, but not, because isn't life part of a dream? The thing we share, the thing we've seen, is sweet enough to feel, to really feel the distance could they ever be. Never, no, they're getting left with rhyme, never read, never mind. It's kind of beautiful and sad at the same time. Just seeing her and her smile, he loved everything about her. And it just make him bring his emotion when you see her and see her smile. And it's just really beautiful. It moved me deeply. Beautifully read to you too. Beautiful confession.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Sawa. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
You know, this poem, you know, you look at that first line, I love, and there is this, you know, it's covered up there, and that's there with a reference to a name. But certainly you could feel the love expressed in this poem, you know, in the form of the words, the memories, the sentiments. And I think that when you ask yourself if it's only a dream, sometimes we do wish that we could stay in this dream. You know, life, unfortunately, relationships are not about dreams. But the beautiful sentiments expressed in love, you know, are formed and begin with a dream. So I really like the way he encompassed the woman here, you know, and I know there's a bit of sadness in the end there, which is very much normal, you know, we're humans. And I think that's what I love about this poem, that he brings his humanity throughout this poem.
Well said. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
And Louie, what did you think?
Well, you know, what I loved about this poem is, you know, he puts a confession, you know. It's like, this is what I really think, if you only knew. You know, this is somebody, you know, that loves you for you. You know, it loves her, the strands of her hair, how she smiles, her little nose and her pink painted toes. I don't know if they're pink, but that's just a comment, you know, and it says, you know, am I dreaming? You know, because, you know, sometimes you can be in such a wonderful, loving relationship that it's hard to believe, like, is this real? Is this real? You know, I know what you've gone through. You know what I've gone through. And in our relationship, just the way you speak, the way when you say, I love you, the way when she dedicates herself to it, you know, that acid trip, you know, and it's true. When, you know, Frank brought that up, that electrifying kiss. I mean, when you kiss somebody, it's like you took a hit of something. And, you know, you're so lightheaded, you almost feel drugged. You know, this reminded me of the strawberry filth. But, you know, and it just talks, if you knew, really knew how much you shatter my poetry, my words, because you just blow my mind. Who doesn't want to be in a relationship like that? Fantastic poem.
Absolutely wonderful comment. Thank you, Lee. Okay, I have the next poem. This is by My Angels 3, and it's called Yeah. She'll be your Valentine. Will you be hers? He said, I feel the need to tell you that if I could kiss you right now, I would probably never stop. I would hold you and let you collapse into me. Every worry you have in your brilliant mind would be on my shoulders now, and I would welcome it all with pride. I would make you feel my love. I would be your rock, your protector, your foundation, your safe place, your home. I would make you feel my intensity from your toes to the follicles on your beautiful, delicate head. As my lips met yours and your breast pushed into my chest, I would make you know, as deep as you have ever known, what it feels like to be taken care of, protected, listened to, and held emotionally, physically, and spiritually. The passion you thought you knew before would feel small. The power I would show you would flood through your body, and you would have no choice but to succumb to the sheer magnitude of my adoration for the very existence of you. Yeah, that's what I would do. End of poem. And I thought it was beautiful. You know,
like a bird.
He's loving all this love poetry.
The parakeet. Is that the parakeet in the background there?
It's a cockatiel. They're cockatiels.
Oh, it's a
beautiful.
Yeah, it's filling the love. Filling the love. Remember the bird cage fluttering in the other perm?
Beautiful life. So beautiful.
I'd have to read that one then. I missed that one.
But, you know, this poem is filled with passion and desire, you know, and a connection that's palpable. You can feel the love and adoration for his very existence of her. And I thought it was just a wonderful poem. What did you think, Sawa?
I mean, sometimes just one little thing can really make someone feel, and especially kiss, of course, because he says, I would make you feel my love. I would be your rock, your protector, your foundation, safe place of home. It's only like where he said it earlier. I feel the need to tell you that if I could kiss you right now, I would probably never stop. Someone who, that's we're getting back to Luyu, just more and more, and just passionate, and it's so sincere. You see how we're, like, adoration is the person he loves, and want to show her how much he really loves her.
Absolutely, yes. But what did you think, Frank?
Ooh, well, I have to say that I'm going to agree with the bird there. The piece here was a very beautiful, very exquisite poetry. You know, I could feel every line. I could relate to every word here. You know, at times when we think about love, you know, we think about the one thing that we can say, or the one thing that has escaped us from saying. And at times when we write poetry or we write down or pin down our thoughts, we tend to just release, you know, those emotions, you know. And this type of love that has been referred in this piece here is one to admire, one to envy. And it only comes, unfortunately, once in a lifetime.
Or twice. Don't cut yourself short there, Frank.
No. Oh, yeah, no. Wait. I'm not talking about me here. I'm making reference to the poem. I'm open for love. I'm open for love. I'm giving you the point of view of the poet there. Or the poet there. But I'm not cutting myself short.
No, I'm messing with you.
No, I know.
Comment, Frank. And Luyu, what did you think of the poem?
You know, I really love this, you know, because words really have meaning. You know, if you mean them, the impact is something that impresses on the person's mind and heart and soul when somebody tells you. You know, when you tell somebody you love them and you're going to take care of them, your actions will show whether you're doing that or not. You know, because talk can be cheap, but it can also be the gold lining of every page of our life that is lined with beauty. You know, where he says, you know, and this is not just for women. Men want the same thing. You know, they want to know that you're going to, you know, be there and have their back, and so do women. And you do that by proving it. But what I loved about this poem was this one stanza. I would hold you and let you collapse into me. That intimacy that is so deep where you feel as if your body literally melt into that other person and that safety you feel within their arms, because their kisses are meant to fortify that love. He said, you know, he says, I'll be your rock. I'll be your protector. I'll be your foundation. I'll be your safe place. I will be your home, because our home is with them no matter where we go. And what I loved about this, he says, I would make you feel my love. Those words, and then that impact of where you show the love and that intimacy that is so deep that you feel like you become one with that person when you're making love with them. Beautiful poem.
That's what I wanted to say there. See, Lou conveys it better than I do there.
Great comment. Okay, Shawa, I have the next poem up, if you don't mind, please.
Mexico Mooney?
Yes.
What a fantastic name.
I didn't tell him when he was alive. Oh, that's kind of sad.
Okay.
One, love looks through my eyes at you laughing into the world that would knock us in our ass if I could. We stand close, holding off. It charges with crimson scarves and bright green socks. Two, you stand talking easily about nothing much, and the world fills the mirrors with music of tiny breath cells. Three, has cleaned the air around me, those feelings that would cloud up your living. You can go to sleep or drink espresso, free of my demons. End of poem.
That's a beautiful poem. Excellent read, Tawa. And, you know, love looks through my eyes at you laughing into the world that would knock us on our ass if it could. We stand close, holding up its charges with crimson scarves and bright green socks. Just a beautiful poem, you know. It's very deep and insightful. Just a powerful lines. What did you think, Sawa?
I kind of feel like it's sad that someone wished that this is a lesson for life when you love someone, or in general, anyone, not only like the other half, but people that you love, you tell them what you really want to tell them, because the chance can, you can miss the chance. And just feel there's some regret in here, but the title makes me feel like there's regret. Love looks through my eyes at you laughing into the world that would knock us. We stand close, holding off. Just talking about how he was talking easy, not talking about much. And like at the end, she says, just sleep. Maybe wish him peace. That he maybe was... I really have to read it again because I was moved about the idea that he's that she has regret. It kind of made me space out a little bit, sorry. So let me read it again to give justice. This poem, I don't know why, it kind of affected me.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful comment. Thank you so much. And Frank, what did you think?
Well, you know, I don't think you don't have to put yourself into a female's point of view here. The man could certainly understand this poem here. You know, I think about one of my old friends there. It's been over 20-something years that he passed away. I do regret at times things that I didn't say to him. You know, and it's been over two decades that I've not seen his tomb. So, but this really brought those memories to me. You know, there's only so much we try to do, but we live at times in regret, you know, and particularly those that passed away. You know, when we wish we could have done something, we wish we could have said something, but, you know, the only thing we can do is what she says in the end is try to be free of those demons there and try to move on and think of the positive memories. I've learned to do that in those years, in the years that I've passed, to live, you know, try to cherish those memories, and, you know, that's the only thing I can do, because I no longer have him as my best friend.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank.
Yeah, thank you for sharing
that.
All right. I've got the next poem coming up, if you don't mind, Frank. When you see this.
Yeah, just give me one moment, please.
Yeah, I just got to post it here. There we go.
Yeah, just that that poem, those memories, was been a while since I've actually thought of him. The poem is called Be Mine, and it goes like this. I'm changing my mood swing here because it's a seductive piece. Me darling love, me sugar plum, me steamed fish and crackers, me country music and rhythm and blues.
Mm-hmm.
My heart goes to you. Ah, just remember the first encounter, the cafeteria, you were sitting all alone. When me and my friend walked over, I took your phone and sat with you. Do you remember what I did and said? I told you this love would never end. So today this letter is all about love. Will you be mine this Valentine? So stop what you're doing and come. Let's spend some time, drink some wine, and dine and find a pile. A day we will remember forever, my dearest Valentine. End of poem.
Excellent read, Frank. And, you know, this is a beautiful poem about a special day between two people and the lives that they'll spend together forever. I thought it was just hauntingly beautiful. What did you think, Leah?
You know, I was just thinking if the first part he was talking about what he was smelling or eating or what was around them in a cafeteria, you know, and I could just literally see sugar plums in them, you know, because we used to get plums and, you know, he's talking about steamed fish and crackers, I don't know, but they were, you know, possibly playing country music and, you know, that rhythm and blues, you know, he's just telling her, you know, that beat, you make my heart move like the beat of the music. And so he's telling her, I remember when I first met you, you know, and you know, can you remember the first time you met the person you love, you know, that just shows, you know, how much importance that is, you know, do you recollect all those little moments? And he says that they were alone, and, you know, he said, you know, that he told her, I loved you, and do you remember that? So I'm going to let somebody else comment. I like that. It's, you know, he put us in the scene of what was going on in his life.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Liu. And Sawa, what did you think?
I'm a little bit confused because the author note said Natalia, so it's a she. so I don't know if she, so if it's
yeah,
really
she's
her.
Natalia.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it's her who went to him or is she telling us the story that he came to her. I'm kind of lost now after. So it could be either or, really. Do you remember what I did and said? It could be her who really went to his table. And just interesting how sometimes there is a moment if you don't, if something, some people get shy to do the first step. And here she didn't, if it was her or him, didn't shy to really go to her. And like there's this, you know, first love from first sight, and here we go. She became his Valentine. So that's really a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
Great comment, thank you, Paula. And Frank, what did you think?
Well, you know, those two words, they'll be mine, are very powerful in itself. You know, I know this is, seems like an experience here, an encounter was shared here between two lovers here. But I like dialogue there when you ask, when she's asking, do you remember what I did and said? I told you this when I was in. You know, this is what the essence of what this poem means here to the poet is here. It signifies the love and that memory that's very much stoked in her. I thought the poem was great, and next time I'm on Valentine's, if I get a date, I will spend some time drinking some wine and dining and fine style.
Did you hear the poem of, you don't always have to go fancy dining and whining, you could always do McDonald's? I really got a big kick
out of
Danielle's poem.
No, of course I'm with you there. You just, you win, I'm there.
Tacos de deshebrada.
Okay, Lou, I have the next poem.
Taco truck. Okay.
Thanks, Miss Louie.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on, Greg. Let me, I'm having the issues. Okay, so is it by Lona?
Blodgett, yeah.
Yes. Lona Blodgett. Her poem is titled Big Love. Smile. With the sun shining through your teeth, with your belly bumping, grins and giggles and peeps, your lungs filled with gasps and groans and delightful squeaks, your eyes rolling tears, jubilantly weep, roaring with squills of happiness so deep. Your knees are tickling every bone with clicks and clicks of hooning songs. For you are here in front of me, your heart affixed so blissfully. Smile and fuel your soul like gasoline to an empty engine, like air to a flat tire with the intention to take the car to paradise in one roll, like adding your favorite cereal to your bowl, the one you taste with every bite you swallow. Put the whirling wind in your vacant cells, over oceans deep with sharks and whales. Let your love smile through you. Let joy prevail. Tell all the world in heaven's language from above. Everyone understands. You're in love, and the world is at your command. End poem.
Well, it was a beautiful read, Leah. And such a tender and, you know, loving poem about self-love and shining that love into the world. Tell the world that in heaven's language from above, everyone understands you are in love and the world is at your command. How beautiful is that, you know? Love is the light that shines within us all, and I thought it was just wonderfully read and excellent read as well. Sawa, what did you think?
I agree with you, but I also see, like, sometimes, I'm not sure this is where my mind took me, when you're so in love, everything, like you smile, you're happy, and controlled in everything you do, your lungs filled, grins and giggles and peeps, growing, your knees are tickling every bone. That's how someone, when they're in love, they feel this feeling too. And here you are in front of me, your heart is fixed so blissfully. So you're fixed with the person that you love, and you just want to, the whole universe know about it, and you smile, have a language from above. It's beautiful. It's very positive and full of really positive thoughts. This is when you're in love, the world becomes your command. Really beautiful. And can be understood the way you said it, too. I like how it can be read in different, interpreted in a different way. Beautiful.
Thank you, Sawa. And Frank, what did you think?
I thought the poem was a very beautiful piece, I agree. There's so many lines in your metaphors are extraordinary, enriched with sentiments, you know. The one thing that I really enjoyed about this piece, and one thing I've always enjoyed when I think about love, is the smile, you know, and it's what she says here, let your love smile through you. That is the one thing that I've always loved about love in itself, and in particular in seeing of a woman, is the smile. And that's the one thing that really indicates, you know, what love means when it comes to expression.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Frank. And Lou, what do
you
think?
Well, when you're in love with somebody, you know, kind of going, expanding a little bit on what Frank was saying, you know, that smile can be given in all different kinds of ways. You know, there's nothing I enjoy more than humor. And what I love is when you can laugh with somebody and you can literally fall off your bed or off the couch and, you know, you just look at each other's faces. And when you start that laughing, you can't stop, because the minute you start laughing, you look at each other, and what happens? You laugh again, and the tears are coming out your eyes. I mean, it is not a graceful thing. It is, to me, it's an exposure of the safety you feel within that person, that you can just expose yourself in any old way. And it's, you know, she says it jubilantly, you know, where you have tears coming out of your eyes. And every once in a while you hear that snort when somebody laughs so much and they go like that. And then you just start laughing again, you know. And, you know, she's saying, she's not saying buy them roses. Not buy them candy, buy them, you know, everything, buy a Cadillac, buy an Audi, buy a diamond ring. You know, I mean, it's so commercialized. But she says, let the love of the smile fuel that engine, you know, and it's true. You know, every day is a new day, so that, you know, enjoy that taste of their kiss every day, like that cereal bowl. Every kiss is meaningful, and, you know, you just make me feel like $1 million and I can do anything, fly over sharks and whales, you know. And it says, you know, that is the greatest gift that heaven gave us, is love. And it says that, you know, to me, everyone understands love, but what type of love? You know, a lot of people love money. They love their cars. They, you know, and then other people, they love people and they love the person they're with. And, you know, and she's right, because when you're smiling, everything is brighter.
Agree.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you, Leah. Okay, I have a next one. Mm-hmm. This is by C.R. Johnson, and it's called Priapus Unbound, and he has a SoundCloud, so I'll play that.
Priapus Unbound. My heart beats a wild desire as flesh becomes divinity. Ripping beyond this world sets fire as I embrace destiny. A passionate embrace and then a whirlwind. Set in motion, sublime, with absolute devotion. Here want reigns in beauty and bliss makes right the world.
End poem. And I thought that was a beautiful read. You know, this is a power-packed little brevity. My heart beats a wild desire as flesh becomes divinity, ripping beyond this world, sets fire as I embrace destiny. You know, how beautiful is that? Such a touching poem. What did you think, Leah?
You know, this is a new poet, and I want to thank him for sending his recording to Phil. I love poetry, but there's nothing like hearing the poet read it in their own voice. And, you know, for me, you know, when you got somebody that can make your heart beat wild, there's nothing like that. You know, when the desire for their flesh is something you can't get enough to taste of, to sip from. And, you know, I just thought that was, you know, his opening stanza was just gorgeous. The whole poem's just gorgeous.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, Tamil, what did you think?
Oh, I agree. Truly beautiful. A desire, flesh become divinity, ripping beyond this world. God wants us to really enjoy this earth and enjoy our life and love. And it's just, I feel like he just showed it in here and how much devotion that he has. I know the time kind of short, so I'm going to stop here because I don't think we only have a few minutes. So give a chance to Frank. Beautiful.
Thank you, Zawa.
I'll say really quick, because I know you have a quick minute. I'm going to agree with everyone, in particular what Lou said about the heart. When you're in love, that heart beats and fluxes wildly. Great poem.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank. All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for calling in tonight, for sharing your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time. Much love, poets, and have a good night. Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's, everybody.
Valentine's Day.
Besitos, and love to all of you.
Buenas noches. Buenas noches, padre.
Buenas noches. Mucho amor.
Good night. Buenas noches.
Good night. Love you guys.
Night,
thank
everyone.
You, Sawa and Frank.
You too,
thank you, Gray.
Always.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's.
Bye.
I love you guys.
We love you too.
We love you too.